Welcome back to The Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, tonight, we've got the Boys and Girls Clubs of Chicago Youth of the Year Award winners. This is exciting. This is exciting to have both of you in studio, Eve Hauser and also Joanna Burns. Eve is the winner. Joanna, you were the runner-up, right? Is that right? Is that finalist?
I was a finalist.
Congratulations. Not a lot of us are finalists in anything we do. Why don't we start with you, Eve? Eve, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So I want to get to know you. So what? Tell us your story. So talk about where you go to school, where you live, that kind of thing.
I am a junior at Northside College Prep. I live in the Austin neighborhood. I grew up in the Austin neighborhood. I have five siblings, and my parents are both living in the house, so nice little family home.
That's great. What got you involved with Boys and Girls Club?
When I was growing up, there wasn't really anything that I did after school. I kind of just went home and did nothing. And my dad was really good friends with the club director, Miss Nisi, at the King Club. And she thought that it would be a good idea if I joined. And my dad agreed.
What did you do at the club? What are some of the things that the club provided for you?
It's like a second home. There's a gym room and a game room, and we learn a lot at the club and the different programs that we're in, like Smart Girls and Diplomas to Degrees. It's just like a chill place to keep me out of trouble.
Joanna, does that sound familiar to you? The same concept? Well, tell us your story.
Well, I grew up in Lathrop Homes, right? We moved recently because they're closing it down, so Now I live in Old Town. And I've been going to the club for 12 years, so all my life. I discovered the Boys and Girls Club. I was walking down the street, and I didn't even know it existed in my neighborhood. And when I walked in, it was like a breath of fresh air. Like, this is a new place, like a safe haven. And I got so close with all the teenagers and the little kids. I started participating in the sports, Keystone, Smart Girls, the cooking club, just everything. And I started talking to the mentors. And, well, one of my favorite mentors is Marlon. I started talking to him about my story, and he just started pushing me forward to do better.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where I am with Eve and WGN Radio.
What do you think your story is? What's your story?
To me, I have, like, the basic statistic story, my mother being a drug addict, and my dad, you know, sleeping around with different females. So it's like a story that you will hear all the time, but you don't really hear teenagers overcoming that story. So I try not to live as the statistic that's placed upon me. I try to live past it and make my own.
What are you looking to do with your life? I mean, you're now in school. You're a senior, right?
Mm-hmm.
At Truman Middle College.
Yeah.
So talk about that. Talk about, like, you know, there's one thing to say you don't want to be part of the stereotype or the statistic. What are you doing to better yourself to move forward?
Well, at first I was living up to being the statistic when I was going at Lakeview High School. I was like the worst student of all. And then I realized that it was a time for a change, and the club helped me realize that it was time for a change. So I transferred to Truman Middle College, and I'm starting to take four college classes. So when I graduate, I have college credits under my belt. And then after high school, I decided not to go to college. I decided to enlist in the military.
Really?
And work for their mortuary affairs.
You got it all figured out. What do you mean you weren't a good student? What was happening at Lakeview High School?
Oh, I was pulling fire alarms, fighting.
What?
Getting suspended, then coming back to school and getting suspended. Oh, fighting. Ooh, just so much bad
stuff. Why do you think you were doing that?
Because of the neighborhood I was growing up in, and I felt like I didn't have enough attention or that extra push that I needed. I was hanging out with a lot of bad kids, and I felt like the attention that they were giving me was enough. But then I realized that it wasn't enough. It wasn't the right attention that I needed for myself, so I had to go out and find the right attention.
And how do you make sure you don't go back to that? I mean, what is it about your life now at Truman and your work with the Boys and Girls Club that keep you from those experiences?
Well, I stopped hanging out with the people I used to hang out with because I don't want to fall back into my same old self. I try to keep moving forward and along the way try to help people change like I did.
That's Joanna Burns. She's a finalist for this year's 2016 Boys and Girls Club of Chicago Youth of the Year Award. The winner, Eve Hauser, is also in studio with us. Let's turn back to Eve. Eve, you're at Northside Prep. you're holding a tremendous grade point average, 3.9. You run track and field. I mean, talk about your life, because just reading the bio, I'm like, that's so impressive and that's so stressful. There's so much going on in your life. Talk about it.
It's stressful, but if you want to succeed, you know, it's going to be hard work and you just got to push through it. I have track practice almost every day. And when I'm not at track practice, I try to go to the Boys and Girls Club. And sometimes I have to watch my little sister, or I have a meeting for Black Student Union at school or anything. But I just try to work my way around everything and give it my all. Track is life. So
yeah. What's your plan? I mean, you're a junior at Northside Prep, so you gotta start thinking about college or not college or military, whatever it is. But what are you thinking?
I want to go to University of California, Berkeley. I plan on getting a track and field scholarship. It's a Division I school. It's a really good athletic program, and they have a really good psychology program. I want to own my own psychology practice when I grow up. So it's like my goal.
So the goal to get in that school is to get a track scholarship.
Yes.
And what happens if you don't? And I'm with you. And Pete and I both in the studio, we are behind you. We believe it's going to happen. We're throwing good vibes your way. But what's the plan if a scholarship for sports doesn't come through?
I'm working on other scholarships. I got to get in. That's my dream school. I got to go.
Let me ask you both about, you know, I kind of joked around about the pressure, but both of you are at that age where you have to get ready for the next step in your lives, you know, whether it be college or whether it be the military, whatever it is. But you're moving out of being a teenager to being an adult. Talk about that pressure. I mean, do you guys feel that at all? I mean, do you think about that stuff at all?
It's tremendous pressure. It's a little scary knowing that you're at the point where you'll be leaving your parents and your family, not exactly leaving them, but you'll kind of be on your own, and you got to actually make that transition from a teenager to adulthood and learning how to take on responsibility for everything that's going to happen. You know, you start paying bills, got to get a job, you know, things like that. It's a lot of pressure, and then knowing that you'll have to still, through all of that, like, finish school and get your degree and everything.
Joanna?
I feel the pressure, but not as much, because as I was little, I felt like I was the main supporter. I always babysit my niece and nephews, and like, I got a job when I was 16 and I'm now 18, and I help pay my mom's rent and stuff. So it's not really that much of pressure, but it is at the same time, because when I leave the nest, I feel like, who's going to step in and like help my parents as much as I did? That's the most constant thing on my mind. Like, what's going to happen to my nieces and nephews? Who's going to be there for them to show, give them the extra push that I had? But then I have to look back and realize, like, I'm trying to be that person they look up to the most. So me leaving and doing better is actually helping them.
Joanna Burns and Eve Hauser, my guests tonight. Eve is the winner of the 2016 Boys and Girls Club Youth of the Year. Joanne is a finalist. We'll have more with them coming up here after the break. Stay with us. It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. My guests tonight, the 2016 Boys and Girls Club of Chicago Youth of the Year winner, Eve Hauser, and fellow Youth of the Year finalist, Joanna Burns. Eve grew up in Austin. Joanna, who grew up in Lathrop Homes here in Chicago in the Old Town neighborhood. You know, for everyone who's listening out there at WGN, whether people listening in Schaumburg, whether they're listening in Wisconsin, other places, they may have a different experience, may not understand what it takes to grow up here. Tell us what it's like to grow up in Chicago.
Growing up in the urban areas in Chicago, it's not knowing the difference between firecrackers and a gunshot, or getting home late after school and being scared or nervous to walk down the street because there could be a gang member anywhere, or just police could come out of nowhere and check you and just ask you for your ID and be like, well, why are you out so late, and just be questioning you, and you just don't know, you don't have any idea why, or just walking down the street and seeing that the police are searching for somebody, or it's something that I've grown accustomed to, but you never really get over something like that growing up in an area like that. It's hard to overcome
And for you, I mean, you know, in Austin, you talk about that neighborhood. I mean, you know, is a Chicago neighborhood that a lot of people listening will know Austin. I mean, that's a big neighborhood in the even 40s, 50s here in Chicago. And the Austin that's today does have a lot of crime. It does have, you know, but it's still a community. It's still, you know, there's still a lot of families there. There's still a lot of people that are coming up through the system, going to schools here in Chicago. So talk about how you perceive your own community.
My community is, although there are still gang members and a lot of gang-related activity and there's police cameras on every other block, it's still a very loving community. We all look out for each other. We rake each other's grass when during the autumn or shovel each other snow and put rock salt out for the ice. And we just all look out for each other because we live in that type of community doesn't mean that we have to live up to what's expected from that community.
Mm-hmm. Joanna, when you hear Eve talk like that, I mean, does it bring a lot of the same kind of stuff growing up in Lathrop Homes?
Yeah, growing up in Lathrop Homes, it was pretty tough. Growing up in Chicago, period, and not from the suburbs, it's pretty tough. But as you keep growing, you start to get used to it. Like, you start to expect, like, oh, when you're walking down the street late at night, you know you have to have your headphones out or have one in and one out so you can hear noises. Or you always have to watch your back and try not to get shot and be on the news before you even make it home. So it's pretty tough, but you start to get used to it, but it's not something you want to get used to. Mm-hmm. And it's like when you move into a better community, you still have those old habits, and you always expect the worst from people, especially in any neighborhood, so it's not always good. But in any bad neighborhood, there's always good people still in there. They just don't know how to get out of it. It's like they're stuck. So I feel like that's one of the main problems in Chicago is bad communities don't have support to help them get out of the situation that they're in. I feel like if there was more job opportunities to help the adults pay rent and, like, support their children or, like, better education opportunities for the kids, it'd be better.
Let me ask you, because, I mean, Chicago in the last, even just recently, you know, what we saw, what happened at the Donald Trump rally. But before that, I mean, Chicago has a long history of protests and social justice issues. We saw with the videotape of Laquan McDonald. Talk about growing up in Chicago. What do you think of this town? I mean, when you see all that stuff and so many people respond to that and you're seeing such a volatile climate, do you guys get caught up in that?
I try to stray away from the protests and the rallies and things like that. I understand what everybody's fighting for, but then there's always the worry of safety. But I support Chicago. It might not have the best rep, but it's a really great city, especially when everybody comes together and does what they think is right. It's a really great city.
How about you, Joanna?
I agree with Eve. Like, I support from a distance because I fear for my life and others. Like Donald Trump coming, we went to protest, but we don't try to protest and, like, stop gang violence and stuff.
Oh, right.
So, yeah, so it's like,
we'll take on the bigger issues,
yeah,
but the ones that are closer to home, yeah, we kind of look the other way.
Yeah, I feel like that's our main problem. In order for us to get out of the statistic that's placed on us and, like, to overcome the struggles that are placed on us, we need to come together as a community and fix the little problems within our community. Like, when Trump came to Chicago, they wanted to go protest, but on the other hand, Bernie had something going on, so why would you go protest
when
you can go support Bernie? I feel like that's where we're brainwashed at right there.
As we wrap up, you are the future leaders of this city. I mean, when you think about, like, you know, the adults aren't doing that great of a job. So I look at you, and I look at both of you, I mean, being a finalist and the winner of this year's Boys and Girls Club Award. You are. What would you do to fix, you know, your community? What would you do to fix Old Town? What would you do to fix Austin? I want to hear what you guys think about what you can do to make your communities better.
I feel like in order to help our communities come together, we need to reach everybody. Sometimes I feel like when adults or older people in the community try to reach out, the youth don't listen because of the fact that they are older and the youth feel like we want to do it our way. And I understand, like, wanting to have your independent ideas, but I feel as if we're going to be united, then we all have to listen to each other. And I feel as if we're going to come together, that it shouldn't just be the adults telling us that we need to get our stuff together and fight for what we believe in, I feel like some youth need to step forward and say, hey, this isn't good, this isn't right, and we need to stand united on this.
What do you think, Joanna?
I agree
Mayor Burns.
I agree with Eve. More teenagers like me and Eve and other people out there just like us should have more of a voice in our community and get the teens more involved, especially if they don't have like a safe haven like we were fortunate with the Boys and Girls Club. If there is a Boys and Girls Club out there, I would recommend them to go out there and find them a mentor or get close with someone inside their school and talk about their problems and then try to come together with solutions on how to make the neighborhood better. Like, you'll always see someone on the news shot or killed just by walking to school, or the bullet missed the target. And as a teen, it gets irritating always seeing that on the news, when we all just need to stand together and just finally put our foot down and get our voices out there for a change.
Now, I gotta ask, you know, I think everybody in the media and people even at this radio station or even our listeners have a hard time grasping that concept, the idea that it can't be stopped. And so I think you have an opportunity as someone who's younger to who's involved with Lathrop Homes or in Austin to tell us, you know, why that happens. Why do you think that gangs and drugs and those kind of things attract other teenagers to it?
Growing up in the communities that we grow up in, it's hard not to do those things. A lot of people in our communities come from broken homes and they feel as if that's the only way because everybody else is doing it. There's a lot of pressure. Or even the kids who come from good homes, when all of your friends are doing this and you're kind of feeling like an outcast. So why not join in? Be in the group. Follow everybody else. Don't lead, follow. That's kind of the thought process of youth mm-hmm. in our communities today. They think that just because everybody else is doing it that you should too, or just because you're from a broken home, you have to act like you're from a broken home. They feel as if because I'm from a broken home, I don't have to be a better person. I don't have to be better than the home that I came from. I don't have to not be the statistic. That's the thought process.
Joanna, does that make sense?
Well, for me, teenagers and like broken homes or broken communities, they go to gang banging and selling drugs as a way of the easy way out, like a escape. Like for me, I know since my mom does drugs, it's not like she woke up one day saying, oh, I'm gonna be a drug addict. It's a way to escape reality. Like I asked her, like, what made her do that? It was just a way to escape reality.
You talked to her about it.
It just got stuck to her, like young teenage boys selling drugs on the streets. It's not like they want to do it. It's quick money for them because they probably have a record and can't get a job to help support their family. So quick money to them is selling drugs and trying to make a escape. But at the same time, it's not an escape because they're doing it the wrong way.
The 2016 Boys and Girls Club of Chicago Youth of the Year Award was just given to Eve Hauser. And fellow Youth of the Year finalist is here, Joanna Burns. Eve, Joanna, thanks so much for sharing your story, talking to us, and congratulations once again.
Thank you.